What are the limits on the public's right to know? The Honolulu Police Commission has its own ideas on the subject. The commission decides whether officers accused of misconduct are entitled to taxpayer-funded legal representation and does so in closed-door sessions, a practice that has generated a lawsuit from Civil Beat and the Honolulu Star-Advertiser. Reporter Dick Gruby has more in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Hi, Nick. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
This is not the first time a news outlet has had some difficulty getting information from HPD or the police commission. Is that right?
That's right. Actually, both the Honolulu Police Department and the Honolulu Police Commission, which is supposed to be the civilian oversight agency that keeps tabs on the department, have a long history of secrecy. And the commission's is kind of interesting. The Civil Beat Law Center, which is a separate nonprofit from ours, has already filed a lawsuit against the police commission for holding in its negotiations with former police chief Louis K. Aloha on a $250,000 retirement deal in secret. Mm-hmm. And now Civil Beat and the Star Advertiser have actually teamed up to challenge this longstanding practice of holding closed-door meetings when it comes to how to spend taxpayer money for police officers who are accused of misconduct, whether it's criminal or in a lawsuit.
And yet, as constituted, the police commission is supposed to be, if not adversarial to the police department, at least somewhat separate and objective, yeah?
Well, I mean, you'd think that would be the case, but, you know, over the years, as we've reported, the commission has operated in a lot of respects as sort of an extension of the police department.
Yeah.
The meetings are held within the headquarters. The commissioners for years and years didn't really ask a lot of tough questions, at least not in public sessions. That was until two new commissioners were appointed, and that's Loretta Sheehan, a former assistant U.S. attorney, and Stephen Levinson, a former associate justice on the Supreme Court. And those two have sort of riled things up a little bit.
Well, neither one of them was at all pleased with this latest decision, right?
No. I mean, so they both have legal backgrounds. I mean, they're lawyers. Mm-hmm. And when they saw that the commission was trying to hold these quasi-judicial hearings behind closed doors, they thought that that was inappropriate. And in fact, Stephen Levinson was a part of the Supreme Court in 2004 when it actually ruled that these hearings are supposed to be a matter of public record.
Well, if that ruling doesn't seem to have had much impact, does it?
No, I mean, I think it raises questions. This particular situation raises questions about whether the police commission is getting good legal advice from the city's Department of Corporation Counsel, which, of course, advises all sorts of officials at the city, from the mayor on down to the city council and the police commission as well.
You know, the commission has had a reputation, fairly or not, of going back some years of being essentially almost a cheerleader for the police department. It's a membership has been a perk for supporters of the department, and that does seem to be changing, at least with a vocal minority on the commission these days.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think what you're seeing is a department that is in turmoil. I mean, it's in the midst of a federal public corruption investigation. That's really serious stuff. I mean, the police chief, the head of the organization, Louis K. Aloha, retired because he was named as a target of that investigation. And what he's been accused of doing happened on the watch of many of these police commissioners who are still there.
So you kind of wonder who's protecting whose interests after a while, don't you?
I mean, I think that question is a fair one to ask.
Well, it's one that I'm figuring you're going to keep asking, Nick. So thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nick Gruby.